And I'm William Cooper, and welcome again, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Hour of the Time. Tonight, on the phone, as we usually do on Monday nights, we have Gene Miller. Welcome, Gene.
Good evening, and I want to wish a very happy birthday to your wife, Annie.
Thank you, Gene. What's happening in the metal market?
Well, let's see here. Gold was off a little bit today, $2.50, down to $3.75.75, a little bit of profit taking there. Also, silver was down 9 cents to $4.49. Dow was up 17.04, closed at 36.60.47. And I also checked on the Gannett stock, and it was at 51.5, up $1.08.
See, we're keeping that pressure on.
Yeah. There seems to be more and more, I guess, pessimistic or bad news. Even though we see a little bit of recovery in the stock market, I'm flooded with newsletters that talk about the bad news as far as the stocks. And if you may, I'll just read a short little article I got here. It says, much of the money going into the stock market has come from individuals refusing to roll over their CDs at lower interest rates, observes California Technological Stock Letter. But look at the situation today. Rates on 12-month CDs are around 3%, which is pretty pitiful, and expiring CDs were written at 4%. Will people who rolled over at 4% suddenly panic at 3%? Not likely. Rates on 6-month CDs are virtually equal to the rates 6 months ago when the expiring CDs were purchased. By March, 6-month CDs will be rolling over at higher rates, giving people even less incentive to go into the stock market. Geraldine Weiss of Investment Quality Trends, who takes a strict value approach to the stock market, is every bit as pessimistic as California Stock Technology Letter. We continue to view most stocks as being perilously overvalued, and we view the market as a minefield. The number of undervalued blue-chip stocks we follow has lately fluctuated between 9 and 10% of our universe. Hardly an encouraging picture when the market is undervalued. We usually see the number of undervalued stocks, blue chip stocks, rise to about 80% of our total. The question is the bull market just too old and too tired to go on much longer? PQ Wall Street forecast thinks so. If a bull market is a string of years with ever higher lows, this is the longest bull 10 years in 200 years recorded history. Yet this overbright mango fruit still sways on its narrowing stem. We believe that in retrospect, the extension of the bull market over the last 2 years will go down in history with the South Sea bubble and the tulip craze of Holland. Over any extended period, the market has a way of balancing out, chimes the veteran analyst Richard Russell of Dow Letters, Dr. Letters. We just had a 10-year period of 18.7% compounded growth. What's next? Nobody knows, but we do know this. Over any considerable length of time, the S&P tends to compound, including dividends, at just over 10% annually. Somewhere ahead, the balancing out period is waiting, and it isn't going to be very pretty. I continue to talk to clients day after day you'd be surprised, Bill, how buried they are into the stock market and are just absolutely frozen to get a move out of there. And whether they buy gold or they don't buy gold at this point, maybe I can't talk them into that, but for goodness sakes, I'd like to see them at least pull some of it out and sit on the sidelines and let this correction occur. I think we're going to be facing a major correction of 25 to 35%. in the stock market, and I mean, people are going to lose billions, if not trillions of dollars.
Cut the crap, Gene. They're going to lose their ass. You know it, and I know it.
That's true. That's true. And but people, get off the fence. You know, wake up and you know, smell the coffee. Further updates, those of you that were smart enough to get in on the Morgans and the Peace Dollars, your both of them are up about 23%, and I do happen to have two of those Morgan Silver Dollars available. If you want them, give me a holler tonight or tomorrow. Again, as I've told everyone that have bought this, do not fall in love with these. We are strictly doing this to enhance your buying power for 6 months to a year down the road to go back in and buy a whole lot more bullion, either gold or silver. Couple of feature coins that I have available as well. This is for new customers only. We have an ad in the Wall Street Journal, and we'll let you listeners take advantage of it as well. It is an MF63 St. Gaudens that we're selling at $579 a piece. There's limit one to a customer and new customers only. One last coin I'll feature, and this is kind of an exclusive coin. Those of you that are into this will know what I'm talking about. It's an 1846 $10 Liberty PCGS Proof 63. It is a one-of-a-kind coin. There's no other coin like it in the world. Again, this is something that you control the market with. You go back in and you sell it and you make a profit for a purpose. I don't think there's anything wrong with making a profit for the purpose of that. If your purpose is to, you know, be able to advance the cause, and, you know, if you can buy some more of the stock, support Mr. Cooper, and protect your family in the long run by getting what I think is, you know, I think we all agree that will be useful and spendable when this collapse occurs.
Well, thank you, Gene. Is there anything else you want to add before we go into the show?
We have a new newsletter coming out. In fact, it'll be out this week. Give me a call. You're all welcome to have one. Give me a holler. We'll get one out to you. My number is 1-800-289-2646. For those of you that are overseas, the number is 602-953-6000. My extension is 2103. Any of these coins that you may be interested in, if you're interested in an exclusive one or the MS63 St. Gaudens or those Morgans, a couple of those Morgans that I have left, just you can either, A, leave a message tonight. Do leave your phone number, because it's a little hard for me to guess who you are or where you are if you don't leave a phone number. Do identify yourself as being a William Cooper listener, because you do get preferential treatment from myself. And give me a or call me tomorrow. But I'll be available, and the number again is 1-800-289-2646 or area code 602-953-6000. And certainly you don't have to call just to buy something. If you need the education and the material so you know how to do it and what to do, you're certainly welcome to that. We'll get that out to you free of cost.
Well, thank you, Gene. Once more, folks, we had a wonderful report from Gene Miller at Swiss America Trading in Phoenix, Arizona. Once again, call 1-800-289-2646. If you're out of country, it's 602-953-6000.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mommy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Annie. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Pooh. Annie, this show tonight is dedicated to you. It takes a most special and wonderful woman to put up with what we have to take from a lot of people, and at times to put up with what I dish out. And you have never failed to be loyal, trustworthy, and more loving than anyone that I have ever known. Happy birthday, darling.
Can
Some of us are extremely lucky, and some of us, of course, are not, and some are still looking. I can't possibly explain to any of you out there what my wife Annie really means to me. I can tell you that in the job that I have chosen for myself, or maybe was foisted upon me, for I am a messenger and I could no more stop doing what I'm doing than I could stop breathing. This is an extremely lonely task. It's a difficult task, and we suffer, so to speak, the slings and arrows flung by all the critics and the debunkers and the enemy, of course, and their constant attacks and attempts to discredit me. You've heard some of the racist attacks upon my wife and my daughter. It's not easy for her to live under the auspices of constant threats to our character, to our life, to everything, really. We've had to move many, many different times in order to keep our little family safe and together. And during all this time, I have seen fear in Annie's eyes maybe two or three times. I have seen her take a couple of drinks and just break down and pour out her heart about all of this only one time. And, of course, she was entitled to do that, as we all are. You can't keep these things bottled up within you forever. She is the most loyal person, I think, that I've ever known in my life. She cares for our little daughter, Pooh, and I know this because I have seen her on the verge of this when she felt Pooh was threatened. I know that she would not hesitate to give her life for our little daughter, and of course, I would not hesitate to do that either, for either one of them. In fact, she has been through the most difficult of times with me. Difficulties that would have made the average modern woman head for the hills and seek the comfort of a divorce court, if there is such a comfort. For this, I am eternally grateful. And Annie, of course, does now and always will have my complete and total love.
Covered now with lines and creases, tickets.
tonight, Pooh and I are in studio, and Pooh's on her own microphone, and you're welcome to call in if you wish. And this is a birthday party for my wife, Annie. And I know there's some of you out there thinking, why is he doing this? You know, why isn't he talking about Waco or something? Folks, I'm doing it because I love my wife and because I can. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
I just wanted to call you. I'm up here in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Your signal's really bad on short waves. Really, really bad.
Well, sometimes it is, you know. Short waves dependent upon sunspots and propagation and weather and all kinds of things. Jamming.
I'm a radio amateur, and they were good all night until, like, the 30 seconds before you came on.
Uh-huh.
And that don't seem like wave propagation.
Well, you need to call your congressman, your senator, and the FCC and demand that they stop the interference with the hour, the time of 5.810 megahertz WWCR at whatever time it is where you're at.
It's midnight now.
That's the only thing I can tell you, unless everybody out there gets on the phone and starts writing letters. They don't listen to just me. You got to put pressure on them. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm just thinking that that would be the least concern on their mind. If I went and wrote a letter to them, they'd think I'm an idiot.
Well, go back to bed then. Number 602-333-2174, and you're welcome to participate in this little party if you'd like to. Pooh.
What?
How are you doing over there?
Fine.
Is there anything that you would like to say at this point?
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
I like to say I love people.
That's wonderful, baby. Thank you. Good evening. You're on the air. That, ladies and gentlemen, was a sniveling little 1.5-year-old child who isn't even half as intelligent or decent as my 3-year-old daughter, who's sitting here in studio in front of a microphone. What you just heard was the sound of a little tiny, tiny child struggling to drag his full poopy diapers across the floor in an attempt to locate his mommy, who has probably left him. The number 602-333-2174. Oh, by the way, caller, we have caller ID here, and you will be hearing from us. Right, Steve? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, just wanted to call and let you know if you think there's other guys out here that think you're nuts doing this. I don't. I think it's right on.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm enjoying your program out here. I'm in Minnesota, and I'm right along with that guy from Pennsylvania. Your signal is just really shot tonight. Generally, I pick you up pretty good out here, but anyway, happy birthday to you, your wife there, and your whole family. Have a good time there. I'm not going to hold you up. There's probably a lot of people there to want to call you in, but I appreciate your program. I listen to it every time I get a chance.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
602-333-2174, and you're on the air.
Oh, hello, how you doing?
Good.
I called up about, must be 3 weeks ago, and I just got my phone bill.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe you gave me 13 minutes of time, you know? That was I had a great conversation with you.
Well, sometimes it depends on what you're talking about.
So instead of being serious, because I did want to, at some point I will call up and be serious, because there was some things. I did some research on some of the things we talked about, you know. But I was going to say something that was semi-humorous, which is, you know, I found this ancient text in Egyptian, luckily a language which, for the sake of this conversation, I know how to interpret perfectly. And it said, November 8th, we must wish happy birthday to Bill Cooper's wife. And, you know, I don't really know how they knew that, but, hey, you know, they must have known this truth. So I figure if this ancient document said, wish her a happy birthday, I'll just oblige. So I'm going to do that.
Fantastic.
I hope you don't mind the humor on the ancient Egyptian stuff.
No, this is a light hour tonight. We just want to have some fun and give Annie a surprise, because she certainly wasn't expecting this, and she's at home listening on the satellite. So.
You know, my reception's always staticky at night. I don't think anybody's doing it on purpose. You always get better, by the way, towards the end of the show. At 1, 2 o'clock, for example, I think BBC great. So I just think it's just, know, it's the time of the year and that stuff.
Well, it could be. It could be. Like I said, shortwave depends on a lot of things. Sometimes when we're talking about very sensitive subjects, we are jammed. There's no doubt about that. But I think that most of the static and stuff that everybody hears out there is just normal propagation and results of sunspot activity.
I think that what happens is people are used to FM and AM. They don't understand the fact that there's all these little ionic particles doing their thing on their own.
Yeah, and shortwave is an interactive participation sport. You ought to see me when I'm listening to my shortwave. I'll be listening, and all of a sudden the signal starts to fade out, so I'll grab a part of the radio, and if that doesn't make it come back, I'll grab another part, or I'll touch the radio with one hand and the antenna with the other, and then if it starts to fade too much, then I reach down and turn the volume up. And you know, there's an RF gain on your radio. A lot of people don't know what to do with all those knobs on there, and they need to find somebody who understands it to show them.
Well, a smart 7 or 12-year-old boy usually can work that stuff out. I mean, there's no joke about how to make your how to use your VCR, find the kid.
Believe me, there's some people, and I don't know why this is, but there are some people, you give them anything with knobs and buttons on it, and they're absolutely helpless. I don't know why that is, and there's nothing wrong with the people. It's just the way it is.
But, you know, one thing I think people are not sensitive to is for me to hear shortwave well, especially your show, I have to turn out all the fluorescent lights in my house, turn off my calculator, and turn off my CD player, and turn off my word processor. Any RF sort of affects it a little bit.
That's right. When I first started listening to shortwave, long before I had a show, we couldn't get anything. But if I took the radio outside, I could get everything in the world, so I knew something was wrong in the house. So I shut off all the circuit breakers, and then I turned them on one by one until I hit the circuit breaker that caused the interference, and then we went through that room and just turned everything off one by one. We found out it was two touch lamps. You know, the lamp you touch and they turn on, and you touch and they turn off.
Wow.
So, folks at home, if you're experiencing severe static and you're having trouble listening to the program on your radios, try these things, because sometimes it's just something in your own house that's causing you to get all that interference.
Or a little tin foil on your antenna, I think, if you're willing to play in.
Yeah, or get a long wire. That's the best.
At some point, I would like to call up and talk to you about Leo Taxiel. I think that's the right name. I read some stuff about him and some conspiracy thing that happened in France a long time ago. So. So that's a serious night. But since this is a light night, hey, listen, you know, cheer up. Things are good, really.
That's right. Try tomorrow night.
All right, good. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay, folks, number 602-333-2174. Pooh, you can talk anytime you want to, baby. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I just finally got to borrow a better shortwave tonight, and can hear you.
Wonderful.
And Margaret and Tom say hi from Utah.
Thank you.
And happy birthday to Annie. What a surprise night to tune in. I try to monitor your hotline, and by the time November got here, it wasn't there anymore. Do you still have a hotline phone number?
Well, all through October, we put out the word that beginning 1st of November, the hotline would no longer be in operation. You can call and talk to somebody live now.
Wow.
Carolyn is here usually all day. If she's not here, she'll be back. And that number is 602-333-5174. If you want to talk to a live person, 602-333-5174. If you'd like to send a fax, the fax number is the same as the call-in number for the radio show all the other hours of the day, and that's 602-333-2174. We go through, I guess, two rolls of fax paper about every 3 days or so. We get an awful lot of material faxed in to us.
Sorry to hear about the continued attacks, but I appreciate the work you continue to do. And found a guy at a local gun show last weekend that had put 40 minutes of your JFK Expo onto a videotape that also had interviews with the historian. What is that guy's name? Ralph Efferson.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And it was a conglomeration of a review of basically the Zapruder films, but they gave you the full credit and your phone number just like you did on your original tape.
Great. Wonderful.
Margaret would like to say hi to you.
Hello, Margaret.
Oh, no. Oh. Sorry. I was wrong. She did want to. She was shy.
And say we. And
well, you got dead air time here, and on radio, that's a no-no.
Oh, okay.
You got to talk or get off.
She says to tell you that Bo Greitz claims that she's constantly talking to Bo, picking his brain over you. This time, he says that your credentials are a hoax. Have you heard that before from Bo?
I hear all this stuff from everywhere. Bo Greitz is a liar. And if he's not a liar, he can sue me, because if he's not a liar, he can sue me and win in court. He's a liar. I've proved it on this show. I've played tape after tape in his own voice proving that the man is a liar.
Well, at least I know I can get the shortwave in this area now, so I'll buy one knowing that I can pick you up. And
wonderful.
And I'll get caught up.
Yeah. Tell Bo the next time you talk to him, I said he's a liar. If he's not a liar, he can sue me. And I guarantee you, if he does, he will burn in that courtroom.
God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
And I'll be listening, and thanks so much, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
602-333-2174. Yes, Pooh?
I want to talk to
you. Okay. This is Mommy's birthday. You can talk.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. 602-333, and are you on the air?
Yes, we're on the air, baby. We got a caller. You want to talk to the caller? You're on the air. Hello? Well, there's nobody there, so we'll just dump that. 602-333-2174 is the number, folks. Good evening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Just an observation, you know, behind every great man.
Yes.
Happy birthday to him.
Thank you. And you're right. Behind every great man, there's got to be somebody propping him up, because you can't walk that far by yourself.
No, and I know that from experience. My wife's sleeping in the other room. I'm calling from Atlanta and just wanted to let you know we're looking forward to meeting you Sunday.
That's right. You know, in the excitement of Annie's birthday, I forgot all about it. But I will be there this Sunday at the Chamblee Civic Center.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my wife would love to get her hands on you. She just loves little girls.
Yeah, this is a sweet one, I'll tell you.
She sounds like a not shy, huh?
Oh, no.
Hi.
Hi.
She was traveling when she was a week old, and she's been everywhere that I've been.
And is she 5 or 6 now?
She's 3.
Oh, she's only 3?
Yeah, she'll be 4 May the 30th.
My goodness.
And she's heard every speech I've ever made, and we read in the morning, every morning together.
Well, she certainly reflects the spoken skills and things like that. She really comes through as being exposed to a lot of talk.
Thank you.
Intelligent talk. You're welcome. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing you Sunday. My wife can't come, and hopefully Robin will get back to me with the tickets, or I don't know what kind of deal it is, but we're waiting on that right now.
Okay, well, Robin sometimes gets a little distracted, so, you know,
yeah,
call her and bug her.
Okay.
And the number, folks, if you want information, I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. The number is 404-986-0802.
When I
Happy birthday, Annie. Get home, we're going to play that one again, Annie, so just be ready. Pooh?
Huh?
Are you going to help Mommy with that cappuccino machine when we get home?
Yeah.
What are you going to make?
I'm going to make cappuccino.
All right. Just like San Francisco?
Yeah.
Wasn't that wonderful? Folks, in San Francisco, we had some cappuccino everywhere we went. You know, they sell it on the sidewalks, they sell it in the hotel lobbies, they sell it in the restaurants, they sell it in the corner delis. And Annie and I both liked it so much that one of the gifts that I should say we, Pooh and I, got for Annie today was a cappuccino machine. And she's at home figuring out how to work it while she's listening to the program, and we're all going to have cappuccino when the show's over. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Annie if you're listening.
Thank you, Mark.
And I wanted to talk to Pooh for a second.
She's right here. Go for it.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
I got the pictures developed. They came out good. I'll be sending them to you, okay?
I got my birthday for my mommy.
Did you? What'd you get her?
I get her cappuccino.
Wow. Your mommy's really nice.
Uh-huh.
Bread maker.
Wow.
And the garnet ring.
And the garnet ring.
Wow, you got a lot.
I remember you.
You remember me?
Yeah.
You took all the pictures of me, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I developed them all. I'm going to be sending them to you.
Okay.
Okay?
That's
yeah.
How's
Bart?
Oh, Bart's doing fine.
Can I talk to Bart?
Oh, he's not here right now. He's at school. But I'll tell him you said hi, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Pooh.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too, Pooh. And happy birthday, Annie. And,
take care, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
602-333-2174. Gosh, there is a saying that the only necessary thing for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And folks, I had to tell you, that applies in marriage just as well as it applies for a nation. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a piece of poetry I'd like to send out to Haney.
Go for it.
Okay, there are lots of people in this old world who are not as they might seem. Though they may offer you the world, loving them is a dream. They may have money and social esteem and possessions on every side, but wealth and position are worthless if you find they have nothing inside. The spirit within is worth far more than social acceptance or gold. Saddened cheeks won't warm your heart when the winter night is cold. It's that inner glow deep down inside.
Hi.
Someone who is whole that reaches out and warms your heart right down to your soul. Beauty and wealth are but milestones as we travel on our way. A gentle love from deep within is the only thing to stay. choose someone whose presence means more than words, who you happily invite to spend countless, wordless evenings before the firelight.
Boy, that was wonderful. Thank you. And that's certainly a fly. We do have a fireplace, and we do spend many wonderful evenings, sometimes wordless, in front of the firelight.
Well, I wrote that, and I thought it might be appropriate this time.
Oh, it's wonderful. I really thank you for that. That's absolutely wonderful.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for calling. Boy, that was very, very nice. I thank you so much for that wonderful poem, and so much more because you wrote it yourself, which means much more than if someone else had written it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
I'm calling from Oklahoma City.
How you doing?
And I read some of your book. I thought it was fantastic. And one of the things I was going to ask you is about the stock market. You had the previous discussion of it earlier on the show. And one of the things I've always learned is studying the stock market, that it's always supposed to be a prelude to what was going to happen 6 months down the road.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed that they're not saying that since the Iraq War. And I've noticed the stock market keeps going up, for the most part, on a constant level, and yet the economy was for about a year and 9 months still in decline. And how do they explain that?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
It doesn't quite apply, that I understand.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. The Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, and some of the larger banks are pushing money into the stock market, along with some very big corporations, to keep it artificially inflated.
Okay.
When they get ready to pull the plug, you're going to see terror on people's faces.
What don't people have no sense to remember? And I'm not being rude, but it amazes me, the American people, how they're so that they don't remember what was told to us 3 or 4 years ago about the stock market. You know, I mean, that's been a constant thing. Like I said, I was taught that for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, well, I call them sheeple. They're asleep.
You know, and I just don't understand how people are so, excuse me for saying it, brain dead. I mean, they forget.
That's true. That's true. Don't forget or never learned. You got to understand that an awful lot of our population are just flat stupid.
It's sad because, you know, this country is founded on the greatest principles called the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And I noticed how you used them in that one particular case. I thought that was interesting. And how, you know, if they read either one of the documents, they would find that there's something very desperately wrong with what we're being told on a constant basis and all the rights we're having taken away from us on a constant basis, as opposed to what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence says.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't know where they... get off that. I don't know why they quit reading it. I used to be a member of a group called Constitutionalists.
Uh-huh.
And they were doing a lot of research on IRS, and they couldn't find any validity for it. And as far as the IRS had the right to exist, but it didn't have the right to tax income.
That's correct.
And what amazes me is how they legitimized it by actually doing it right and to start with, in the fact of in 1943 they created federal withholding in time of war.
Yeah.
That's been the longest war you've ever heard of. You know?
Yeah.
I was for World War II, ended in 1945.
Yeah, got people used to it, and they just perpetuated it. The truth is, it's a voluntary system. And
except when you don't pay it.
No, if you volunteered in, you have to pay it.
Right, but the point is that it's supposed to be voluntary, but they make it mandatorily voluntary.
No, not if you know the law and do it right.
Well, it says this way. At least that's the way they're putting it out.
That's right. They're scaring everybody into complying. and most people just crumble up and go right along with it. And so did I, and so did everybody else, until you find out and study, and then you can get out of it.
Well, without saying anything more, I will say that I've been a good American, quote-unquote, for a few years.
Good for you.
And I intend to stay that way.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Well, folks, the number is 602-333-2174 if you'd like to call in and be a part of our little birthday bash tonight for Annie, who's getting a little sleepy. I see her little eyes just getting ready to close over there. She's leaning way back in the chair away from her microphone. Uh-oh. Good evening. You're on the air.
Now, I'd just like to say this and what you said about your daughter and your wife. They really seem like really lovely people, and I can't see anything against them. It just seems like they're, you know, I've known people from that area, and they just seem like nice people to me.
Well, thank you.
So I don't see anything against them.
Well, I don't know why you should.
No, I don't either. So, you know, I'm at a university, and I see people from various countries in the Southeast Asian, and to me, they just seem like really nice people in general.
Yeah. Annie is from Taiwan, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I've known a lot of some from Taiwan, too, and they're okay. So, you know, I just wanted to put in a good word. And on your propagation, the reception of the radio station, I have never noticed any interference that would seem to be intentional. Sometimes there'll be interference on the lower side band. Sometimes there'll be interference on the upper side band. But it never seems like it's something that was intended to jam the station, because it's never dead on center of the frequency.
Well, we haven't had too much of it on 5.810, but when we were on 7435, there was intentional jamming, and it was done by the Coast Guard and the Navy. And that didn't come from me. That came from the general manager of the station and the FCC.
It
was letters and pressure from the listeners to their congressmen and women and senators that got it to stop. Sometimes we touch on some pretty heavy topics here that some people would rather the public not hear.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's true. I've heard some things, and some things I have issues with, but other things, you know, I'm glad you're there.
Well, thank you. And we don't claim to be right 100% of the time. We try to be right 100% of the time, but we're people just like everybody else. What we're trying to do is at least get enough information out there that we believe is true to make people understand that the real world is a lot different than what their television and their president and everybody else is telling them, and that if we don't wake up, we're liable to find ourselves in a world that we would rather not be a part of.
Yeah, I do believe that part is true. Now, next time we have some open line, I was going to get in and talk about Stella a little bit, see where we go on that, but there are just so many problems that do need to be dealt with.
That's correct.
For your time tonight.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Well, Pooh, do you want to play this special song for Mommy now?
Yeah.
Do you want to play this special song for Mommy now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a very special song with Pooh and I, and we play this whenever Mommy does something just really wonderful. And so, Annie, once again, this is for you, our hero.
Happy birthday, Mommy. I love you, Mommy. You always want
My name is John. I'm calling from Metuchet. I just called to say hello to your father, and I wish your mother the very best happy birthday, and may she have many, many more to come. Bill?
You got a bread maker.
Huh?
You got a bread maker.
Oh, yeah?
Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing, Bill?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to let the people also know that are listening that complained about reception for the past several days. We've been having some magnetic storms up there. I've been in radio for about 30 years, and sure, wave conditions have been pretty lousy on this end over here also. So it's the good old ionosphere up there that's causing all our problems right now.
Uh-huh. We have found the culprit.
Yeah, right. So I just called to wish your wife and all of you the very best. May God bless you. I really enjoy all the work that you're doing, and I really would hope to meet you someday.
Well, thank you, and you probably will get to. I hope so, anyway.
Yeah, if you're up in the New Jersey or New York area, I definitely will come to see you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Bill, have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
May God bless all of you.
602-333-2174. That's the number if you want to participate in our little birthday party here for my wife, Annie, who is here in the studio. And she's available also. If you have any young listeners out there that would like to call and talk to her, that's okay with me. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is John. I'm from Fort Worth.
Hi, John.
And I'd like to wish your wife happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, I'd like to speak about the, here on the news we have things about cult awareness.
Yes, Cult Awareness Network.
They have that here on Channel 5, I think it is.
What are they saying? What are they doing?
Talking to, they try to isolate separate cults.
Yeah, you know. You know.
They have this one they're trying to talk about, sex cult. Different stuff like this, and we're trying to figure out what is actually true about this.
Well, let me tell you what I know is true about the United States of America. Once a person reaches the age where they are considered to be an adult, they can practice whatever religion they wish, and it's nobody else's business, even if it is a sex cult. If they want to worship goats at midnight, that's their business. As long as they're not hurting anyone else outside their little religious cult, it's nobody else's business. Our investigation into the Cult Awareness Network tells me, and all of those who've investigated this organization, is that the Cult Awareness Network is a cult, and a very dangerous branch of the ADL, which is the Anti-Defamation League, which is nothing more than a spy network for a foreign country. They are an unregistered agent of a foreign nation, and they have been committing treason, in my estimation, and should be brought before a court of law and tried for treason and punished accordingly. What do you think?
I agree with that, and I think it ought to go a little bit deeper, but it's getting a little bit late right now, and I better let you go.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. What do you think about that, Pooh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you want to take this call, Pooh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, hon. I wanted to call in to say something. that was a odd saying that my mother-in-law has. She has several of them. One of them was never go to a doctor whose office waiting room plants are dying, or to take advice from a man whose wife was never smiling.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, she has several of the goofy, but you know, hey, it's.
Hey, my grandmother used to tell me, if it doesn't pass the common sense test, then it doesn't pass any test. So
right.
That sounds like my grandmother talking.
Well, I'd like to ask a question a minute.
Sure.
I know you have a list of tapes, you know, for sale and that sort of thing. Do is there a particular one or coming to do with the Christmas and the mystery school related thing?
I think we touched on that on several of the tapes, but to tell you the truth, you know, in putting it all together and doing it, I forget which is on which tape.
Oh, okay. So it really be beneficial to government gets all.
I would recommend, if you really want to understand what's going on and who's behind it, and I know it's expensive, but I'm the only one in the world who's ever put together the whole power behind what's happening in the world today. Excuse me, I had something went down the wrong pipe there, and put it together and aired it for the public. The public has never heard this. You can't get it in any book in any library. It isn't available. I would recommend that anybody that can afford it buy the whole mystery series tapes.
It's
and
most interesting. Another thing that I have wondered a bit, and you know, I'm curious if perhaps. I hate to use labels and things, but perhaps the individuals who are so blaming of the Jews, perhaps they have misunderstood and misplaced their distaste for a sect of individuals. Is that possible? From listening to your mystery schools, that sounds almost plausible, that you could have such a distaste for a certain type of individual who is following or behaving in such a manner, and unfortunately their dislike is misplaced?
Well, I think it goes much deeper than that. In the heart and soul of this, I found a racial battle going on. And if the mysteries win, there won't be any more Jews living in this world.
Well, yes, the mysteries are against those, but they're against also any
race that or any religion that doesn't agree with them. Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. Is that relating as closely as I hear it to this new age thing, or?
Yeah, but you know what? We're out of time. I want to thank you for your call. We've got to go now.
Okay.
Folks, good night. God bless you all. And Annie. We'll be home in just a few moments.
Children, my darling, please wait for me. Children, no matter when, it will be someday. I know I'll be back again. That we must find.